Oh my. What's this? Is that a human? Oh, it's wounded, but not severely. I should probably take him home and clean his wounds. He's kinda cute. Oh, maybe... No, just stop that, Saria. Your loneliness is less important than his health right now. Here, come on, let's get you somewhere I can clean you up. Oh, you're finally waking up. That's good. Huh? Oh, no, don't worry. You're safe here, human. Hmm? What's with that look? You look like you've seen a ghost. Wait, you've never seen a Lamia before? Oh, no, well, don't panic. It's like I said, you're safe here. I'm not going to hurt you. Hmm? Where are you? Well, my home, silly. Huh? Do you mean like on a map? Oh, well, we're sort of in the middle of the Abbasic Desert. It's pretty far from the shore, but there's an oasis just half a day to the west here, and, huh? Yeah, I said the Abbasic Desert. What? No, how have you not heard of it? It's literally the largest desert on Gaia. Oh my gosh, wait, you're not from Gaia? Oh my gosh, this is exciting news. I've heard about this. The mages, they've taught us that there's a parallel world to ours called Earth, I think? And sometimes humans are sent from there to here, if you're lucky, or, you know, really smart, or, you know, something about portals and magic and things. I'm too dumb to fully understand, but it sounds amazing. Huh? You don't know about magic? Huh. Well, maybe the Earthians aren't as advanced as we are. Here, why don't you have some more water? I'm really not sure how long you were out there for. There you go. Oh, my name? Oh, I'm Saria. And you are? Huh. That's a cute name. I like it. Oh, hey. Are you hungry at all? I have some leftover giant scorpion if you're... No? Oh, all right. Well, just try to rest, okay? I did the best job I could tending to your wounds. Are you in any pain? Oh, okay, good. Huh? Go home. I don't think that's possible. I mean, usually when your kind are sent here, it's for a really, really good reason. This doesn't just happen to, you know, just anyone, you know? Well, yeah. Humans are so scarce here. You're like, more than endangered, but not quite extinct. Anyway, your kind is extremely, extremely valuable here to, well, just about anyone, especially as a male. Huh? Oh, well, because there are just entire species of intelligent life that don't have, you know, naturally occurring males, like mine. There are no male Lamia here. Not a single one. So we have to find other compatible species to breed with. And what's more is, well, humans are compatible with all the races here on Gaia. So when a human is sent here, they're usually quickly, what's the word? I guess claimed? Though you should probably count yourself lucky that I found you, you know, before one of the less reasonable races of monster girls did. Huh? Oh, well, yeah. It's what we're called, I guess, as, you know, a collective. Monster girls, I mean. 'Cause, well, we're not quite human, not quite monster either. So, you know, surely you've heard of us, or at least some of us. Mermaids, maybe? Centaurs? Vampires? Huh? Oh, yeah! Werewolves, too! Okay, so, yeah, you have heard of us. Honestly, we thought humans were fantasy creatures, too, until you guys started showing up here. I wonder, does it work the other way around, too? I mean, your folklore has to come from something, right? Maybe we're just as endangered in your world as you guys are in ours. Hmm? Oh, your clothes? Well, they were pretty dirty and a little bloody, so I took the liberty of trying to clean them. They should be dry by now. Should I go get them for you? I'm sorry I didn't think to, you know, redress you afterwards. I'll admit I have cuddled up to you and slept next to you for the past few nights. Honestly, it's just been really, really nice just to have someone to snuggle. I hope it doesn't, you know, upset you any. Oh, it doesn't? Good. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, if you woke up while I was asleep, that you wouldn't wander off into the desert and get hurt. Also, maybe because, you know, I find you incredibly cute and okay, if we're being honest, I was smitten with you when I found you, so I just didn't want you getting away. I mean, you were really warm and you felt so good, and I don't know, I'd rather cuddle with you than cuddle around some warm rock that had been basking in the sun all day. Look, I can't be subtle. It's just not something I've ever been good at. I want you to myself. You're the first human that I've seen outside of a book, and honestly, you're just gorgeous. I'm not sure if it's just because winter is coming and I really don't want to be alone again, or if fate or even the goddess herself brought us together for a reason only known to her, but I You You just kissed me. But no, please, don't tease me. I won't be able to get you out of my head. And if you did that, you know, just to mess with me, you better apologize right now or... You're serious, then. I can't believe it. My prayers, they've been answered. Oh, maybe yours have too. Either way, it doesn't matter. Let's vow to make today very, very special. If you're feeling up to it, of course. What do you say, my darling? I can call you that now, right? That's good. Oh, you have no idea just how happy you've made me. I don't know what kind of love or affection human girls have given you, but I promise after tonight you'll forget all about them. Because you're mine now. Now then, my darling, please, if I get too rough or anything like that, please don't hesitate to slow me down or stop me, all right? I really don't want you to get any more hurt than you already are. I just want to make you feel good. All right, then. Let me just get comfortable here, and there we go. Don't worry. I'll start slow. Damn, your lips taste sweet, but this tastes really good too. Sweetie, I almost did this while you slept. Just to see what it would feel like in my mouth. Oh, yes. Yeah. Taste me too. Please taste me too. Oh, your tongue. Oh, goddess. Yes. Please, more, sweetie, please. Oh. Yes, yes, ravish me. Oh, bury your face in my tight, wet little pussy. Yes. Oh, goddess. Oh, your tongue feels so good. Oh, but I think... Oh, yes. Yes, I think it's time we consummated our little marriage, darling. Oh, don't you? Yes. Yes, just lie there. Oh, lie there and relax. Oh, and let me. Oh, take care of everything. Oh, are you ready? Are you ready to find out what my other hole feels like? Oh, I hope so. Oh, my goddess. It's paradise. No, I've never, never felt this good. Goddess, please. I want this big cock. Inside me every day. It feels so damn good. Yes, darling, yes. I just love how big and hard you get. As I slam my hips down on your hard cock. Fuck. No, it's okay. I don't mind doing the riding. I just want you to feel really, really good. Fuck. No. Oh, yes. Yes, I want your seed, please. Fuck. No. Yes, use my pussy. Please, please fill it all up. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna... Yes. You too? Yeah, I'm really, really close. I can feel you throbbing inside. Come on. Please, please come inside. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Fill me. Make me yours. Make me yours forever. Oh, fuck. Good night, my love, and sweet dreams.